climbing to the summit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. World leaders are gathering in the British capital today ahead of the G20 meeting. President Obama is speaking at this hour at a news conference alongside Prime Minister Gordon Brown. He says he knows the world must come together to get a handle on this economic fallout.
History shows us that when nations fail to cooperate, when they turn away from one another, when they turn inward, the price for our people only grows. That's how the Great Depression deepened. That's a mistake that we cannot afford to repeat.
President Obama just moments ago. Let's bring in our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, who also is in London. Stephen, I can imagine there's quite the security operation taking place there.
The biggest, actually, that Britain has ever seen, for obvious reasons. I mean, we will have here the world's top 20 leaders representing 2/3 of the world's population and 85% of the world's global activity. So an enormous concentration of foreign leaders and other dignitaries. London is heaving with police, Steve, and the whole operation, very expensive in London policing terms. It's going to come to about $11 million.
But, Stephen, the summit's tomorrow. So why so much security today?
Because today is a day that's been set aside for protests, and these protests will match the diversity of the diplomatic occasion. I mean, there's at least 20 different protest groups representing a wide variety of concerns, poverty, unemployment. There's an anti-war group, anti-climate change. There are groups demonstrating against capitalism. So there's going to be a sort of massive protest fest today. And the police are hoping that because they've got so many people deployed, that this is going to pass without too much trouble. But of course, the big fear is it's going to be hugely embarrassing if there is a major riot. And of course, the ultimate nightmare, what happened at the G8 meeting in Genoa in 2001, where a protester was killed and hundreds were injured. So that's clearly what they're very keen to avoid.
I can't imagine Londoners are happy about all this hassle, though, Stephen, right?
No, there's been a lot of complaining. Small businesses are upset about the potential disruption. And there's a big demonstration in the financial district today called Financial Fool's Day Rally. That has encouraged some of the banks to tell their workers to dress down today, not to dress so that they look like bankers or well-heeled financial workers, so that as they walk around in the street, they'll be unrecognizable. As you can imagine, many people in central London may decide that they're better off taking the day off today.
Oh, my. Stephen Beard joining us from London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Steve.
Ahead of the summit, a little naysaying. European shares are down at this hour. Markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt off about 0.5% or more. The Dow gained about 87 points to close above 7,600 yesterday. NASDAQ and S&P shares closed the day higher as well. Asian stocks were mostly mixed. The Nikkei shot up about 3%. The Hang Seng shed about 0.5%. 3M today said it's cutting its worldwide workforce by another 1,200 jobs. The company blames the global economic slump. A spokesperson there says fewer than half those jobs will be in the United States, but the cuts will include several hundred in Minnesota, mostly at the company's headquarters in Maplewood.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at SaveAndInvest.org.
Last week, we heard details of the bank bailout along with an ambitious fiscal plan. This week, the Obama administration is tackling the auto industry. And so far, Wall Street is reacting positively to moves by the administration to kickstart the economy. But the debate over additional spending versus tax cuts continues. What else does the president have up his sleeve? According to commentator Robert Reich, a new, bold idea will soon be unveiled.
The administration is about to launch a new plan designed both to stimulate the economy and also clean up Wall Street at the same time. The plan consists of a one-time tax credit going to Wall Street executives and traders equal to their individual share of responsibility for the nation's financial collapse. The Congressional Budget Office estimates overall losses from the collapse to be about $7 trillion, but the CBO figures only about 10% of that sum will be claimed by Wall Streeters seeking the tax credits because of the natural reluctance on the part of some executives and traders to take responsibility. That would put the cost of this new program at about $700 billion, roughly the amount the federal government is now paying to bail out the street. The really ingenious part of this plan is to redirect the bailout money to these honest executives and traders who fess up and take responsibility. Get it? They get to clear their consciences, which is a first step to clearing up their balance sheets. At the same time, they get big tax breaks, which will cause them to spend more and thereby stimulate the economy. And the plan doesn't cost taxpayers a dime more than we're already spending on the bailout, since the bailout money will just be redirected to these honest executives and traders. Everybody wins. The one problem I see with the plan is that many Wall Street executives and traders don't pay enough income taxes to take advantage of the tax credit. They either receive earnings in the form of capital gains, taxed at 15%, or they store what they earn in the Netherlands Antilles and other tax havens. The answer is to make the new responsible Wall Street executive and trader tax credit, as it will be called, fully refundable. That way, executives and traders who don't pay enough income taxes to get the full benefit of the credit will be able to collect it anyway in the form of a direct cash subsidy from the federal government. Believe me, this plan will work. Happy April 1st.
You didn't think we could let this day go by without pulling your leg. Just a little bit. Our thanks to Robert Reich for cooking up this imaginary plan. He teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Hey, share your thoughts with us. No fooling. Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.